This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma informed that 11,300 tons of commercial LPG has been supplied to consumers in the last 1 week. She said that domestic LPG production has increased by 40% and there is no dry out at retail outlets. She said there has been a reduction in LPG panic booking and online bookings of LPG has gone up to 93%.
Regarding supplies of LPG and the production, there is an increase in the production, and this increase in the production is a combined effort of upstream companies like ONGC, GAIL, Oil India and the refineries. The refineries of public sector, private sector and JV. So all these refineries have contributed to the increase. We still require certain imports. Diversification, yes, all the efforts are on. We have already done in case of crude, in case of LPG also the efforts are on. In case of LNG already we have a big, basket from where the products are taken.
Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port Shipping Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
The government has blocked 300 illegal gambling and betting websites and applications as part of a continued crackdown on unlawful online gaming activities. Sources at the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that the platforms include online sports betting websites, online casinos offering slots, roulette and live dealer tables, as well as betting exchanges that function as peer-to-peer marketplaces. Sources noted that action has also been taken against Satta and Matka gambling networks, along with Real Money Card and casino gaming applications. Election Commission has issued an order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. The electoral body said that no political advertisements are to be released to any internet-based media or website, including social media, by political parties or candidates without pre-certification from the respective Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is taking prompt measures to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and hailstorms in several parts of the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said necessary directions have been issued to officials to coordinate with state governments for immediate assessment of losses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's energy transition is being driven by pragmatic policy design and a clear push towards Atmanirbharta. Sharing an article written by Minister of State for New and Renewable Energy Sripad Nayak, the Prime Minister said that the article outlines the transformative journey of the country's energy sector. He added that with a strong focus on electrification, clean energy and manufacturing, India is shaping a decisive chapter in the global energy landscape. In Orleans Masters Badminton, Indian duo of Arjun Madathil Ramchandran and Hariharan Amsa Karunan lost to Indonesian pair of Bagas Maulana and Leo Carnando 12-21-20-22 in men's doubles quarterfinal at Palais des Sports in France this afternoon. Benchmark domestic equity indices rose nearly 0.5% today after witnessing a sharp decline in the previous session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.